More than 2 million Americans are affected by a condition known as aphasia. It is a syndrome that occurs after someone suffers a brain injury, typically a stroke. And with aphasia, the patient loses their ability to speak, read, and communicate. From member station KJZZ here in Phoenix, Jill Ryan reports on one way to help bring back the language and create a social community, and that is through singing.
When Dominic Villanfuso had a stroke in 2014, it would take him 2 years before he learned to speak again. A lover of books and a career editor at Simon & Schuster, he soon found it almost impossible to continue following his passions.
When I had a stroke, the first thing was horrible. People weren't helping me. People didn't talk to me. I see trees.
But what you're listening to is what he's been doing since. Dominic is a member of the International Aphasia Choir, a project in which people from all over the world come together to sing in at least one video a year. Its first virtual video performance made its debut in November 2020, with dozens of participants from five continents. One of the co-founders of the International Choir is Jillian Velmer, a speech-language pathologist. Velmer says having aphasia can be isolating.
It's a language disorder that can affect reading, writing, and speaking, but it typically does not affect intellect or a person's memories.
Velmer is also the founder of the Sing Aphasia Choir, which, while physically based in New Jersey, has moved online because of the pandemic. Her choir now has members from all over the country, and her mission is to become a resource for people trying to start their own aphasia choirs. She says certain songs, hopeful, popular, but especially repetitive ones, like All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, are the best to use. If the words are too hard, Velmer encourages participants to sing on.
You can sing on like la la la, or you can hum, or you can just sing like the one part. All you need is love. And it repeats over and over, so it's really good practice for their speech articulation, too.
Corianne Rogalski, a cognitive neuroscientist with Arizona State University, explains the science behind the singing. She says song and speech are actually quite different. Take the artist Adele, for example. Never mind, I'll find
someone like you. If you listen to her sing, we don't hear her British accent. But when she speaks, she has a very characteristic accent of where she's from. And why is that the case? It's because her brain and my brain, but her brain to a much better extent, treat music and speech very differently.
So when it comes to stroke survivors and other brain injury patients who may have trouble speaking,
many of them can sing much better than they can speak. It may not be perfect, but there's a huge boost.
Rogalski says caregivers and loved ones also can improve understanding with someone with communication impairments by changing the way they speak to them.
There's maybe exaggerated pitch changes at important parts of the sentence, or for some individuals, it's actually removing all that distracting musical information and just going like this.
So when it comes to aphasia choirs, Velmer says it's more than just a therapy. What a
And while I'm a speech-language pathologist and I may be using some strategies to help facilitate communication, I don't call it speech therapy. We call it, it's our choir rehearsal.
Dominic Villanfuso, who participated in the International Choir Project, says singing is fun, even when it's not perfect.
This is so stupid, but we're having fun. And that's what it was. I just told everybody this is the worst thing in the world, but it's great. It's fascinating. Remember, we're smiling.
Velmer says aphasia choirs look different from choirs she's seen at a school or a church. Most notably, she says many members sit instead of stand, and not everyone may sing. The International Choir is currently in production of its second virtual video performance, and Sing Aphasia is continuing to have weekly rehearsals. Sing Aphasia has recently become a nonprofit, and Velmer and Rogalski are planning to do work together next year, expanding research on aphasia choirs and the brain. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Ryan in Phoenix.
What a wonderful world.
And we want to thank the International Aphasia Choir for that music, founded by Sing Aphasia and the company Neuro Music Therapy.